The Senate is wrangling today over a vote on terrorism fighting tools such as wiretaps and the ability for law enforcement to see library records. But Washington is still buzzing about last night's vote. Democrats in the Senate forced that vote on the so-called Republican Ryan budget, the controversial plan to partially privatize Medicare that propelled a Democrat to victory in that formerly Republican congressional stronghold in New York earlier in the week. The vote last night was 57-40, Democrats achieving their goal of getting Republicans to support the unpopular plan on the record. Throw in the disarray in the Republican presidential field with rumors that Sarah Palin and Donald Trump are again eyeing a run, and Democrats say Republicans are back on their heels. But today, House Leader John Boehner and Minority Leader Eric Cantor came out swinging. Boehner first.
Rather than joining Republicans and focusing on policies that create jobs and promote economic growth, the Democrats who control Washington continue to propose higher taxes, more stimulus spending, and even more regulations.
The Ryan budget puts a plan out there, which provides a concrete proposal to reduce spending in Washington and to change the culture once and for all.
Gail Chadwick is congressional correspondent for the Christian Science Monitor. So, Gail, we heard there today a public defense of the Ryan budget plan, despite the big upset in upstate New York. But what's going on behind the scenes?
Behind the scenes, you are seeing regrouping, Republicans getting together about how to more effectively sell Medicare and the Ryan plan when they go home for a week at the end of this week. You also see a real pointed attack on Democrats on a point that I think was lost a little bit yesterday. One of the votes in the Senate was to support the Ryan plan. The other three were to support alternatives. The president's budget got zero votes in the Senate, not a single Democrat backed it. Two other Republican plans, but conspicuous for its absence was a Democratic plan. And this, I think, is a point Republicans think they can ride all the way to 2012. If Democrats really feel that they can wait out until November next to shred what the Republicans are saying without proposing something of their own, Republicans think that's a mistake.
Yeah. Well, as the dust settles from the Democrats' victory in that congressional special election in upstate New York, how important is it being seen? We hear Democrats saying it means there's a shift in the political winds. Karl Rove writes in the Wall Street Journal today that that's wishful thinking. He says research, now admittedly from his own firm, shows that more people in upstate New York were upset about an incident in which the Republican candidate's chief of staff accosted the Tea Party candidate than they were about Medicare. Is that wishful thinking on Karl Rove's part?
Well, his group put something like $700,000 into that race, and they ran two kind of ads. They slammed the Tea Party candidate, who they were afraid was going to take votes from the Republican, which is just what happened, and they slammed the Democrat. But they about a week before the election itself, they cautioned that, you know, this might not go their way, and that there was just too much dissonance on the line, especially with having a third party candidate. So they saw it coming, but I think the idea that they have a solution to how you can convince people that these changes in Medicare are good for them, that's a big reach, and Karl Rove hasn't quite hit that yet.
Right, or to say, as he is doing today, it wasn't about Medicare. I mean, isn't
right.
It pretty much assumed that it was?
Well, that was the Democrats' entire campaign was Medicare.
Yeah. Well, just in the minute we have, what's the latest on who's running for president from the Republican corner? We hear rumors of Sarah Palin, Rudy Giuliani, former New York Governor Pataki, Donald Trump maybe eyeing a run again after Mitch Daniels said he and Mike Huckabee said they would not. What are you hearing?
Exactly the same thing, that, you know, people that were out a week ago might be back in again, on again, off again. I think what you're seeing is something like a vacuum at this point. No one is enthused yet. I've been talking to people raising money for Republicans, and they say that they've pretty much given up on the presidential race. They just can't get Democrats enthused about any of the candidates. They are focused on
Democrats,
the Senate.
You mean Republicans? Yeah.
Republicans,
yeah.
I'm sorry. They're focused on the Senate. And, an interesting phrase, shoring up the prospects of losing the House.
Gail Chadwick, congressional correspondent for the Christian Science Monitor in Washington, with today's snapshot of what's happening there. It might change tomorrow. Gail, thanks as always.
You're welcome.